So we've talked a lot about the why you should actually do what you do. We've spent a lot of time on that. Now we're moving into, and that is, by the way, in this pyramid, this is the vision. So what a lot of people call vision, that's your why. That's that big idea at the tip of the pyramid. And it is enormously powerful and helpful, but it is only a small part of the elements that are required to make this live in a system. So now what we're going to do is we're going to move on to the how. This is kind of the values, behaviors, your beliefs about things. And then eventually we will get to the what. These are your goals. If you're in a business, they're your business goals. If you're another kind of organization, whatever goals you have, you need to have those articulated. And there's ways to do that that can really help you. Now, just to be clear and define things a bit, the impact of this, the values are really the way you make the vision real in a company. The behaviors, when you define them, the defined behaviors help create a magnetic and sticky culture. They make the values and they make them less vague. And then lastly, you need to have your goals defined. When you define goals, you align team action, make sure everybody on the team has the same goals. And that also links how you make meaning, all the stuff above, the why and the how, with how you make money, which are the goals. So to get into this a little bit, I want to start and go back to the iceberg metaphor. So anything above the line, these are your stated values. Above the water, what you can see, these are the values written on your wall. They're the values actually written on a piece of paper somewhere. It's something that you've stated and said, we believe X, this matters to us, whatever that is. Let me give an example. And by the way, there are stated values, and then there are the stuff below the surface that you can't see, that no one talks about. Those are the unspoken values, and they are really powerful. I'm going to show you an example. So I was working with a company, and they had three stated values. The first was creative. They wanted everybody to be really creative. Very important. They wanted another value, which was radical. They use that word quite a lot. It's radical or disruptive thinking, ways that would sort of invert and subvert everything you thought you knew. So radical was really, really important. And another one was ambitious. They had big, bold visions and ideas about the future, and they hired a leader who matched those values. And within about a year, that leader left the company. It was not a fit. Now, on the surface, he was wildly creative, had this incredible track record. He had invented radical things in the world, and he was immensely ambitious, came from a very, very well-known company in the world and had made his way up the ladder. But what he didn't know is that there were all kinds of unspoken values beneath the surface of this company. And that is ultimately what caused him to be a misfit as a leader in the company. So let me walk you through what that looked like. The unspoken values of this creative, radical, ambitious company were things like this. Every voice is equal, especially mine. See, when I went in and started interviewing all the people to try to help this leader, I learned something. I learned that there were these unspoken values that leader didn't know anything about, and they were very offended that he wasn't honoring those values. Among them, every voice is equal, especially mine, which is a really fun way of saying, you need to consult me before you make a big decision. And this person wasn't doing that. Another value was, meetings are a good place to hide your feelings. So this leader would express his opinions, his thoughts, his beliefs about whatever he thought needed to happen and his sense of where they needed to go next. And everyone in the room was quite offended because they all knew in meetings, you don't ever really talk about what you really think and feel. You talk about that in the parking lot later. Then you had this other value, which is, spend time with us outside of work or we won't trust you. So this is really interesting. This leader was invited multiple times to go get drinks with friends after work, and he was busy, had a family, he needed to get home, so he said no. What he didn't realize is that by saying no to that invitation, he was saying no to a culture that builds trust that way. Finally, there was a value that was actually unspoken, which is we care a lot about people. A lot. And they were incredibly caring. This company really tended to the emotional life of people in a very powerful and important way. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that they never spoke it. They never said that's the value that we adhere to. In fact, their stated value, which was ambition and radical and creative, had nothing to do with people. It was all about the work. And so you had these two values that were at odds that never really had conversation with one another, and makes it a very wonderful culture to be a part of once you get it, and a very difficult culture to try to figure out how to fit into. This is true for all organizations, this dynamic. Now, the question for you is, in your leadership and in your organization, do you have spoken values? What are they? Make a note of them. What are those spoken values? I've provided a worksheet. You can just make a few notes. And then the next question is, what do you think might be the unspoken values? They don't have to be bad. They don't have to be shadowy. They don't have to be anything. They just write down what you think in your organization. For example, what are meetings really for? Are they to make decisions, or are they rubber stamps for decisions that were made somewhere else? How does recognition happen in your organization? Are you guys like you want to be a big star, and so you want to make sure everybody knows you're a star? Or are you a team person where if you were to give yourself credit, you would never get promoted? You need to give everybody else credit, and everybody's always a team. There's not a judgment here about what is or should or shouldn't be. You just want to know what they are. And the more you can surface those and make them stated, the better it is for you and your team and anytime you onboard someone. So let me talk to you about something that's really important here. You've got to be able to have an honest conversation about values. This can help you spot your shadow. Here's what I mean by shadow. Your shadow is the part of your organization that actually is kind of your Achilles heel. The shadow in that other organization, the organization I just described, was the shadow was every voice is equal, especially mine. So that's a really shadowy kind of part that you don't really admit that everybody wants to say. But if you admit that and you state it out loud, it becomes a very powerful value, a resourceful value. So talking honestly about values, especially the hidden ones, can help you spot that shadow. And the shadow, 90% of that is pure gold. It's only a problem when it's hidden. So why should you care about values? What is it that they actually do for you in an organization? What is the point of all this? Well, let me walk you through these. First of all, values make complexity simple. When you state your values and articulate them as a group, you make things simple. This is where you get this vague amorphous thing called culture, and you finally get it defined. And when you define culture, you can figure out who fits, who doesn't, how they can fit. You give people pathways into the culture so that they're not suffering from culture shock and not knowing what to do. And incredibly powerful leaders can fail in leadership roles in companies when they don't get the culture right. So that's making values make complexity simple. Values also create clarity. So that point about culture and how it's really vague and amorphous and fuzzy and blurry, these values, when you articulate them in the right ways and set up structures that support them, it creates that clarity. You can suddenly see in high definition what's going on and what you need to do to be successful in the organization. Values also make diversity and flexibility possible. Here's what I mean by that. When you have no stated values, you have no way for people to find their way into those values. And that means that you either get a whole bunch of people that are all the same, a homogenous culture, which is not good for an organization. It reduces their capacity for creativity and intelligence. Diversity is essential. And it also provides flexibility, which is to say, people can argue about what you should be, is what business you should be in, or what you should be doing, or how you should be practicing something, but the values are the higher level anchors, the higher level beliefs that allow you to express your company in different ways, but you still have anchors, footholds, carabiners, things you can hold on to. So what that creates is what some people call freedom with fences. Freedom with fences provides both creativity and also constraints. And those constraints allow for more creativity. What you're ultimately driving at is that all of this together creates a magnetic culture without creating a cult. So when you have this kind of an organization, it's highly magnetic. People want to be a part of it, and they want to stay a part of it because you believe things that are bigger than just getting the work done. And it feels real to people. We'll talk about how you make it real later. But a cult is something that creates that same stickiness. People want to be there. They don't want to leave. It's a great thing. They all want to be a part of it. But it's hugely homogenous. Everybody has to be the same or you're out. And the boundary line is really, really firm. And what that does is it creates groupthink, and then people do stupid things. And so you want to create a magnetic culture without it being a cult. And that's ultimately what values do. Now, in the next video, I'm going to introduce to you the results you can get from values.